Guys, I just read a report about Kevin Feige saying that after Endgame, things are going to get unique. What the fiction could they possibly mean by unique in the world of comic book movies?
What are we even doing here? What is this?
I don't know. I've...
My question is that there is so many directions, so many characters in the Marvel Universe that they can use. What could possibly happen next? What's unique?
They buy DC.
Okay, I can see that. But if they're going to go unique, if they're going to go out of the ordinary, I mean...
Dog welder.
Well, that would certainly be unique.
Yeah.
Especially, didn't you say in the long box that he's DC?
Yeah, they buy DC.
They're going to buy DC so they can use
Dog Welder. We don't ever get another Superman or Batman movie. It's just Dog Welder.
Dog Welder from now on, huh?
Yes. Dog Welder saves the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Dog of Justice, yeah.
For those of you playing along at home, this is Geek Tave WTF. We're trying something new.
Welcome.
So, slightly serious... I do have the least amount of actual comic experience, so the characters, I lose out. I didn't watch the X-Men cartoon, so I don't have those. You know, I started with Fantastic Four, so that was kind of... Anyway, I'm still saying Doctor Doom is my go-to big bad for Phase 11, or whatever. Well, you know, because they're on Phase 3, so they got to have Phase... Okay, I guess 4 or 5. So Phase 6, Doctor Doom will be the big bad. You know, they'll tease him in... he won't be from Latveria, though. He'll be from Sokovia.
I would put him from San Francisco. Let's just go straight up Rainbow Doom if we can.
Rainbow Doom.
Rainbow Doom, that's...
I don't know.
Wait, that's a thing?
No. I would love...
No, you're thinking of Rainbow Batman.
I am thinking of Rainbow Batman. I mean, they're both, like, tall, brooding guys in cloaks. So,
yeah, Rainbow Doom, I was going to pitch Jubilee as a possible serious character.
You know, Joe, I would see a Jubilee film.
I would, too. But if we do a fancy Doom and Jubilee, talk about a colorful fight.
Doom and Jubilee.
I mean, that would be a fabulous fight.
Especially if they team up with Dazzler.
Yeah. Especially since all the fireworks would, you know, reflect off his armor. It would just be like a big disco ball.
And then we can finally have an excuse for Marvel to put Dancing Queen in a movie.
Yes.
By the way, for those of you listening at home, we're joined by a longtime friend, Joe. Say hi, Joe.
Hi. I have no responsibilities here whatsoever.
That's true.
Thank you.
He's a free agent.
Currently seeking
He just showed up to have some cheesecake and beer.
Both of those things happened, right?
They did both happen. I'm now repaying my debts.
You're welcome.
So, Kevin Feige said it's going to be unique. And I don't know. We don't even know what Avengers Endgame is going to entail. But since they made Squirrel Girl not a mutant anymore in the comics, they can technically use her until they get Fox, so...
I am perfectly okay with Dorian Green showing up at the end of Endgame with the head of Thanos going, "Got him!"
Yeah, yeah.
I want her to be wearing the giant iron squirrel armor, though. I don't know if you ever played the Lego Marvel games.
No, but I've seen the squirrel armor.
But in that she wears the giant
Iron
Man. Well,
that happened in the book, too, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Pick it up. Read it.
I don't remember if it was on their first run or their second run, which started immediately after the first run.
Is Dupe going to be a part of this film?
Dupe. Well, by the power of funk. You know, when you factor in the disco ball effects that are going to be happening.
True.
With the Jubilee and Dr. Doom fight, it only makes sense. The power of funk should be the soundtrack there.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking, so they've done science.
Yeah.
You know, with Tony Stark and with Captain America.
They Bruce Banner, the science bros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've done kind of godhood, if you will, or, you know, with Thor. And they've done magic with Doctor Strange and so forth. Maybe it's time to go into a slightly different mystical realm. And maybe they bring out Warwolf. You know,
sure.
With the living mummy.
Why not Cap Wolf? Remember that time Captain America became a werewolf? Let's do that.
Only because it was in Lego Avengers 2. Oh. It's the only reason I know that exists as a thing.
Okay, I got it. Since they are going to very shortly acquire the rights back from Fox for the X-Men and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the Avengers versus X-Men, but the one-off babies issue where everybody's a toddler or still in diapers. They've got their powers, but they're, you know, 3 feet tall.
Wolverine's claws are just like little plastic forks or something.
Yeah. Hawkeye shoots little darts, little suction cup darts.
Snicked bub. Snicked bub.
Yeah.
Oh, band name of the day?
Snicked bub.
He's the best there is at what he does, and what he does is take naps.
That's Chad.
Yeah,
I do take good naps. Boy, howdy do I ever...
What about villains? I mean, we got Doctor Doom, but like everyone knows that by now, Marvel films are required by law to have at least two villains.
Loki.
Yeah, no, Loki's too much. I would say Ruby Thursday,
she's got huge tracts of land.
She's
ample material to draw from.
And she has a big old fucking ruby ball for her head.
You know what? Nobody's perfect.
Should have led with that.
I'm no reporter.
It's great for rubbing.
Oh no, do you wanna know like her secret identity?
I'm listening.
Thursday Rubenstein,
huh?
I'm less interested in the name and more how she covers up the "I have a crystal ball for a head."
Oh, part. That was she was shunned by society for developing a new surgical procedure where a human's head is replaced with an organic computer, as one would
as
assume.
One does.
And gee, this sounds an awful lot like a long box. Are you licensed to distribute long boxes?
No, that's all I'm going to say about her. If you want to go and find.
Oh,
out...
Oh no, she's sullied now.
Well, wow.
I think you should
wow. Just not okay, dude. Not okay.
You're right. Not okay. Not
no,
okay.
No, it's fine, Justin. You can go find her sister, Topaz Wednesday.
This could go on for a while.
Garnet January.
Ooh.
Oh. Yep.
She has a brother named Peridot. Perry for short, right?
Yeah, right. Perry, exactly. Peridotum.
Peridotum. Almost got him, Peridotum.
Oh. He's actually a hero. He's not well liked by his family.
WTF.
I think we derailed
pretty WTF. WTF. I mean, it was a nothing statement from Feige, right? It was just we're going to go into we're going to take this in a unique direction. It's a nothing statement. Everything that they do, because what they've done already had never been done before. So long as they don't do the same thing.
Maybe they just don't mean like another sequel immediately.
Well, that's already the case. They're after Endgame, we've got Spider-Man Far From Home. And then nothing for almost a full year.
And Guardians Volume 3 eventually.
Yes, but that's not slated to start until Suicide Squad 2 has wrapped up in 2021.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Because Gunn is attached to that. Mm. So unique direction, we can kind of assume, is probably not going to include the Guardians right away.
True, and as typical with the previous two Guardians movies, they haven't really fallen in time with everything. They've all taken place at a different timeline and in a different part of the timeline versus when they've been released with the other movies. So who's to say that Guardians 3 won't still be part of this earlier phase?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with the Fox deal coming so close, there's nothing that says that they might be unofficially working on scripts. That, like, as soon as the Fox deal is done, boom, there it is. There's your phase, you know, phase orange or whatever.
Yep. Magneto.
Magneto?
Yep. Magneto does everything.
Yes.
He's never had an origin movie, has he?
Well, I think it was...
X-Men 1 was close
X-Men
enough.
X-Men 1.
Yeah. And then X-Men First Class.
X-Men First Class gave kind of the teenage years.
Origin, yeah.
Okay, yeah, there were.
He really likes.
He's never headlined his own movie.
No, he's never headlined his own movie because. Because
there was Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Spider-Man and Deadpool.
Sorry,
best
Ian McKellen.
Buds.
Ooh, you're good, but.
Spider-Man and Deadpool best buds, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you get Ryan Reynolds.
And Tom Holland.
And Tom Holland.
Do we get Josh Brolin to do Cable?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we just make a whole bunch of Thanos jokes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't they do that in Deadpool 2?
They did.
They did.
They did. All right, Thanos.
What? Yeah, so anyway, unique direction. Ow.
Yeah.
What the fiction? I don't know. But
we'll find out eventually.
We'll find out later.
And when we do, we'll tell you about it here on The Geek Cave.
WTF.